Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
Word up.
It's crazy how offbeat that sounds on video, but on audio, it's like perfectly timed. The lag is crazy.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was only offbeat on my end.
Yeah, no, it's offbeat. When I listen back, like occasionally I'll check the video and it'd be like, what? That actually worked out. What up, y'all? You alive right now on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
What up?
Yo, man.
Peace to Prince.
Peace to Prince. Icy Ice did a major all-vinyl Prince set today on Snapback Lunch Tables. What up, Op? What's going on, brother? Yeah, man. So it was live. Like, it was crazy live. I was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Prince.
Ice,
this is the In Here Tripping Edition, man, by the way. Huh?
Ice knows what he's doing on them turntables.
He really does, man. He's a pretty good DJ, man. All right. We got a topic for y'all.
Man, let's just go ahead and put out the disclaimer that if this gets out of hand, this one might not be safe for the children. I am... absolutely do not have the energy to go back and edit this one.
I'm gonna keep it neat. I think I can keep it neat on this one.
I'm already halfway out of pocket on this one.
Alright, so let's get it cracking. You know, these are my favorite episodes, the ones that get like a little serious. Well, this ain't really that serious though, but check it out. I titled this episode because my mother used to say this when I used to like complain. She would say like the world's smallest violin. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So it's not just my mom. Good. Georgia student in racist TikTok video declares, "Black people ruined my life." Oh boy. The source of this one is. The source for this one is The Griot. At least that, you know, this, it's all over the internet, but The Griot is this one. And the players involved in this one are, I coined this young lady as never will be University of Georgia, West Georgia student Stephanie Freeman and her jackass boyfriend, Jeffrey Hume. Oh boy.
Yeah.
All right, so this is sort of a rundown of what happened. I'm going to try to read it off real quick. So last week, two Georgia students were expelled from their high school, Carrollton High School in Georgia. They were expelled for a racist TikTok video that went viral. Now, one of them is responding to the backlash and throwing her boyfriend under the bus in the process. Last week, a video was posted on a social media networking site that showed the two students, now identified as Stephanie Freeman and Jeffrey Humes, using the N-word and spewing racist comments about black people. The 50-second video was filmed in a bathroom as the teens pretended they were preparing something in the sink as part of a mock cooking show. They joked that black folks don't have any fathers. They joked that we eat fried chicken and watermelon and we don't make good choices. And they also stated that black people rob white people and go to jail. So, let's stop there. We can stop there because there's still so much more.
Let's just chew on that for a little while.
So, I actually watched the TikTok video because it was in there. I was like, yo, y'all
I hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
That was not a lot of production value there either.
Not at all.
Shockingly whack content. I mean, gee, this we look like Citizen Kane compared to that.
For real. Yo.
Half ass.
That was, first of all. Like, who are your parents though? Like, who are your parents? Like, for real. I mean, who convinced who? That's the other question that I'll have. Like, she seemed well into it for her statement that I'm going to read that followed. She seemed pretty into to follow
she
up
did.
With the statement
she
that she came with. But where was Moms? I think Moms Impossible was outside protesting.
They were out trying to pick up some new gold-plated bathroom fixtures.
Right? Who raised you? You know what I'm saying? That's the question. Who raised you? All right, so peep though. Peep there. There's more. Yep.
She is not the ride nor die.
She's not. Well, she started off pretty gangster though. So
she tried.
She thought. She said initially when the video started circulating, you know, Black Twitter doesn't care. That's the one thing we gotta know. Black Twitter don't care about nothing to nobody. Black Twitter is babyface with the guitar naturally all day. You know what I'm saying? Telling him, Black Twitter is telling the rest of Twitter, we don't remix nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's how we live. You know what I mean? So when it started to circulate, she came out. She came out with fire. She said, Black people ruined my life. They can't function in a society, so they took my future. They're mad. Oh, it's supposed to be at. They're mad at me and my boyfriend. They're mad that me and my boyfriend proved a point. All they know how to do is act ghetto and racist and low class. Then she follows up. Wait, peep this. Ghetto and racist and low class. Then she follows up with white power in all caps. I don't care anymore. Wait, if you don't stop acting racist, white power, you are so racist, white power. Racism, white power.
I think we found Trump's ghostwriter.
Straight up and down. All right. But prior to all this, we're still going. We're still rolling. But prior to all this, she had actually posted on her social media that she planned to go to the University of West Georgia. Black Twitter Mistake. Found out.
Because she said it.
Because she said it.
She's like, oh my God, how'd you find out? Well, you told us.
Right. All right, I got to do a lot of reading because I need to write. I was going to read this in her crying voice, but I feel like it wouldn't be as funny after I got to like the second sentence.
I wish you had some just violin music.
Oh man, I should have plugged it, but nah, not this time.
Very moderate volume. Small volume.
So Black Twitter found out and started sending the TikTok video to the college that she planned on going to. At which point,
as you do.
At which point she started. She ran out with the apology. Here we go. You guys ready for this apology? Let's see if y'all ready to accept this. Here we go.
I'm ready.
I want to apologize for the abhorrent, with two B's by the way, abhorrent video I posted. I know in my heart how wrong it was. My boyfriend is racist. God, dog, Jeff. Come on, Jeff. She played you. She straight played you. She said, my boyfriend is racist and he slowly normalized his racism on me. Still, I should never have let him. I believe blacks are human too.
Good for you. Oh, you got that going for you.
I'll just straight say snitch. Oh, dude, yeah. Meat. Shoot, my brother said boyfriend meat bus. No, boyfriend. He never saw the bus coming. He was under it before. He's
working on that. Right up on that undercarriage now.
That dude is working on the piping of the bus right now. Oh, all right. Man. So still, I should have never let him. I believe blacks are human too. Made in the image of Christ. I have disappointed God and I want to apologize. Please, Brand Nubian actually is not accepting your apology. The gods are not hearing you. Please don't contact my college. It's my future. And one mistake should not ruin a life. Also,
not anymore.
Also, please stop with the death threats again. I apologize sincerely. It's so bad that I'm laughing at please stop with the death threats. That's something I should never be laughing at. Yo.
Oh, she made it a hotline.
All right. Oh, boy. Let's see.
Oh, is there more?
There is more. Oh, my God. There's so much more. We're not done.
There's so much more. Okay.
Party
we're
people,
not done.
Yeah. Party people, we are not finished, y'all. The club is not closed. Please tip your bartender. We still got some heat to throw. So, after the apology comes the promises, right? I promise to dedicate my life to serving God and treating every human being with respect. I do not expect the public to forgive me, nor do I deserve it. But I pray God forgives my sins. That's the only way we, all of us? Okay. The only way we heal. But I do take issue with one thing. Here we go. Hatred does not defeat hatred. Now we're being scolded. Everybody relax. Ooh. We're being told.
Yep.
Okay. Chill out.
She just made her way toward the manager's office.
We got it. We got to learn something. We got to learn something from her. Threatening, bullying, and canceling me will not resolve the world's problems. We're not trying to resolve the world's problems, but thank you. Thank you. No. This is not actually, this is a you problem, not a world problem. Well, you and your under the bus boyfriend.
One step at a time kind of situation here, sis.
Yeah, let's start with you. All right. I mean, Michael Jackson wrote it, right? Man in the mirror. You, I'm asking you to change your ways, right? All right. So then she follows up with, please, I urge everyone to seek God and find peace in him. I understand why people are angry at me, but how will ruining my life change that? My parents live in fear for my life. This is not fair. Oh man. Oh. Mm. Mm. So it's not fair.
What'd she do? She said she plans to serve God.
I mean,
she needs to stop thinking about serving God. Start getting ready to dedicate her life to serving 10-piece McNugget meals. Say it with me. Would you like fries with that?
Oh, man. All right, there's one more. There's one more. We done.
So did she get... Did the school find out?
Do you know what? I do not know. Well, the school did find out. Hundreds of people sent the TikTok to the school that she applied to. So they know. What I don't know is how they responded. So, look, this is all good. This is it. So we've got the apology, right? Now we've got the promises. Then we got a We Are the World speech. Yep. And now we're at, I would call this utter panic. For her last, this is the last thing that she wrote. Here we go. For the love of God, stop sharing the video and my name and picture.
I forgot. Oh my God.
You gotta hold this L, young. You gotta hold this L. That's how this works.
They are so lucky that they shot that with a flip phone. Because there's no clear pictures of this chick anywhere.
Nowhere.
And I feel bad for all the other women who are clearly not her who are named Stephanie Freeman.
Oh, man. Poor.
Because their Google search ranking is high right now.
They are suffering right now. For the love of God. The God that I plan to serve and be nice to people.
Oh, jeez.
You do not know what this feels like. I've never been this scared. It just isn't fair. Imagine you're a stupid teenager just going along with stupid teenager stuff, and then your life gets ruined.
No.
No, we didn't. I didn't do that when I was... I never... Can't imagine this. Mm-mm. I mean, I definitely was a stupid teenager, but I wasn't this stupid.
That's true. Yeah.
There you go. I think stupid and teenager go together. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's like peanut butter and jelly. However, this stupid is a little bit extra. Concluding with, people not caring what's in your heart or what you're really like, only defining you by a stupid video. Please stop sharing. This episode of Rap Sucks Radio is brought to you by the letter L.
Drama class. Well, no?
Oh my God. Oh man. I don't even know what to do with this.
Well, if the whole Georgia, what is it, West Georgia State Community Trade Tech College? What is it? Where is she trying to go?
West University of West Georgia.
Oh, okay. Which I'm sure is a fine institution.
I'm sure it's a great institution.
She definitely got a full ride to the Central University of Northern Tennessee, though. Home of the Fighting Mayo.
Hey, well, brother, I'm going in right now. Yo, that privilege, boy.
Woo.
That privilege to get you, boy. You wake up one morning and it ain't like that no more. But man, black Twitter is power to the people, though. Yeah, you get the
you big dummy
for the day.
Oh, I was hoping you had that queued up.
Yep. Yep. You get it. I'm gonna give it to you one more time just for you.
You big dummy.
Because that was what you are. Idiot. And maybe you'll think about it. You know what I mean? Maybe you'll think about it.
Oh, she's thinking about it. Oh, I don't think she's thinking right, but
no, 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 no. You don't understand. It's not fair, Kev. A friend of my sister's, his son went to West GA.
So he didn't screw it up like this lady on the way in.
So he didn't post any racist TikTok videos during his senior year, a month before quarantine graduation. Probably the easiest time for any senior ever is right now. You don't even have to justify what you're doing at home. Like, you don't have to be in no classes. You ruined the
invite. And everyone has time to roast you.
I mean, we
have nothing but time to roast you. People have so much time that we're talking trash about Teddy Riley and Babyface. I didn't even know both of them were still alive, man. You think you're going to get away with that? Come on.
Oh, my God. You got to hold this L. It's a nice L, too. Nice little comfortable L. You can fit it in, you know. Take it around with you. Man, take it around. Man, put your L on TikTok. You know what I mean?
And I notice how you lined up these topics going from one quarantine protest state to another.
All right,
what's wrong with you, Georgia?
Listen. Nah, she can't get that Rona, fam. She already plagued with stupid. You know what I'm saying? that Rona. That Rona's over the top for her, boy.
The Rona went in and was like, nah, we're not staying.
That's all right, yeah. Those viruses don't even kick it in here. You know what I mean? All right, let's move from Georgia. What up to my sister? Shay B in the house. Let's move from Georgia to Florida, though, because it's always something going on in Florida, right? Why not?
Ooh. Yeah. All
right, so now, where was the other... Remember we had this a little while ago. That wasn't in Florida, too, was it?
Oh, was that... I don't know. Was that Michigan? Or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. Yeah, yeah. All right. So we already had an issue like this on Rap Sucks Radio.
So, Winnie the Pooh warning?
Yeah, the Winnie the Pooh warning. Oh, boy. All right. I titled this So Judgmental. And...
Double entendre.
With the B-side, Zooming to Judgment. Florida judge begs, Kev, begs lawyers, get dressed for Zoom hearings. All right, so quick Zoom story since my sister and brother are on the phone. My sister is having an interesting time setting up the family Zoom meetings. And my brother and I are letting her float out there, no life vests, no nothing. And we're just sitting on the bank, just watching. Like,
sink or swim time.
Sink or swim. You got it. This is it. You got to figure it out. But with all that being said, you know, she does actually come dressed to the family Zooms, unlike these attorneys. All right. So this is from the Huffington Post. Broward County Circuit Judge Dennis Bailey is the person involved in this. All right, so Dennis Bailey griped that one male lawyer appeared shirtless during a meeting.
not even trying.
While a female judge stayed in bed. God. I'm sorry, female lawyer. This is a male lawyer and a female lawyer. The male lawyer appeared in the meeting shirtless, and the female attorney stayed in bed during her Zoom meeting. It's going down. Yo, COVID-19 is setting standards. You know what I mean? It's setting standards. Y'all don't know what I'm wearing. You have no idea what I'm wearing. Outside of this, you have no idea. You can see the sweatshirt.
Don't need to.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need to know. Who cares? You know what I mean? There's no I'm comfortable. You know what I mean? I'm very comfortable right now. Oh, boy. All right. The Florida judge has one request for attorneys showing up for court hearings via Zoom. Get out of bed and put on some clothes.
Technically, point of order, judge, though, that's two requests.
That is two requests. That is true. Well, but the article said he had one request, so this technically. Anyway, he made a plea in a letter published by the Western Bar Association. He said, it's remarkable how many attorneys appear inappropriately on camera. Bailey said in a letter, he said, one male lawyer appeared shirtless. One female attorney appeared still in bed and still under the covers. She wins. She wins everything. She wins the whole game. What up? Left brain in the building. What's going on? Tommy Black in the building too. My eyesight. I had to do the old black man eyes like that. What? Yeah, Tommy Black in the building. What up? Whoever the lawyer is that appeared still under the covers.
That's great.
That's great.
Would she just have her iPad up like this?
Yo, what if these were Zoom backgrounds and he couldn't figure it out?
What about the shirtless? Couldn't you at least put like a white beater on or something?
Something.
Is it that hot in Florida right now?
Yo.
What's going on?
He said
Florida's a whole entire vibe, man.
What is
happening in Florida, man?
It might be like, Florida might be like a negative 5G destroying us all vibe, though. Not like a regular vibe. like an ionized wave vibe.
Yeah.
But you know what, props though, and I mentioned my sister because I feel like she would do one of these, the one I'm about to name, not the shirtless one, but I feel like she would do this in a meeting though. He said, putting on a beach cover-up won't cover up that you're poolside in a bathing suit during a meeting, and I can imagine my sister.
That's a good line. That's a good line.
I feel like shout out to my sister Shay B. I feel like she would definitely appear in a professional meeting from poolside with a beach cover up.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, that seems fine.
Can you imagine being their client though?
He said
you've got the Montgomery Ward, you know, $59 suit on or whatever.
Yo.
I mean, you look at the where's your shirt? Where is your shirt, man?
Yo, who appears? Okay, man. I'll take you back to a TV set moment. All right? And I've mentioned this before. We had it in TV set, which is the crew. What's up, Heidi? How you doing? A TV set moment when... No, I'm not going to say anything that you haven't, you know... Where the young lady had the orangutan, the chimpanzee in her lap, and then the other male.
Did you mention this?
I'm bringing you back. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying this again.
Oh, yeah.
This is a TV set moment, and then the other chimpanzee jumped on her lap and started, you know, having sexual relations with the chimpanzee she was already holding.
Yeah.
The cojones. the belief in oneself. The boldness.
It's confidence, man.
The confidence level is equal to being an attorney appearing in a meeting shirtless.
Oh, I said no shirt energy.
It's such a great...
Man.
The levels. I'm hype. I can't even imagine how I'm hype. It was the greatest. Might be one of the greatest human beings to ever walk the earth, and we just, you know, slept on him.
Did you see that picture of that? There was a woman, I don't know if it was a nurse, someone getting interviewed on the local news, I think, and talking about COVID. So she was doing the Zoom from her bathroom. And then you look to the side, and her dude's taking a shower. He had no PPP on. PPE, whatever it is.
I don't even want to know it. I don't even know. You know, no, in this no context, I don't want to know it either. No protective gear on. Oh, man.
Yeah, COVID is it's an eye-opener. It's an eye-opener.
We learning a lot right now. All right. We're going to let y'all off the hook, man. This has been Rap Sucks Radio. It's so not fair. All right, anyway. You black people ruined my life.
I hope she gets in trouble and then her lawyer is not wearing a shirt.
Yo, that's the okay.
In court.
Wait, before we get out of here, you did say something that I do think needs to be noted.
Okay.
If your lawyer appears shirtless on a in front of a judge, you going to jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a wrap.
There's only one lawyer. There's only one lawyer that can appear shirtless in front of a judge.
That is
Lawyer Dog.
Yo, this has been Rap Sucks Radio, man. I'm Track Life. That is Kev Sakona.
Man, dog.
Thank y'all for rocking with us. You can catch this episode, if you missed any part of it, on rapsucksradio.com tomorrow morning, along with every other episode we've posted. We kind of doing well, man. We officially over 3,000 views. So, you know, check us out. Yeah. So there's that. We're cool like that. Anyway, what 160th, right? We still killing it.
Are we?
I don't know. We probably dropped a little bit now. Yeah, maybe.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. It's just not fair. Please stop. Anyway, but you can continue to post Rap Sucks Radio on our behalf. Catch us on any of your favorite podcasting platforms. And on the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace. And we out here.